Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Deb Calvert is here. Deb's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of our top salesmanship experts in the Brain Trust, author of Stop Selling and Start Leading. That's her co-authored book. And also her book is called Discover Questions That Get You Connected for professional salespeople. Deb, thanks again for being here. We're talking about let's move over and talk about these conversations. Isn't that what a salesperson really does? I mean, a lot of people think a salesperson sells stuff. Well, that's just the end result. But you don't sell things. You can't be a successful salesperson if you think your job is to sell stuff. Your job is to get to know people one way or the other, and with varying degrees of face-to-face and virtual, get to know them, become relevant to them, to the point where they will actually do business with you. But the doing business comes later, doesn't it?
It does. You know, there's all the generic stuff that AI can do and that your marketing department is doing, your brand is doing. Marketing is everything that gets people interested, but selling, it's everything that happens to convert that interest into action. And nobody takes action unless they've got trust, unless they have relationships and connections, and they're willing to move forward with you because you personalized and you made it unique and compelling for them. So marketing's generic. Selling's personal. It takes relationships.
I want to give you a couple of statements here. This is what a salesperson says. The customer, the prospect says, how much are your widgets? Well, we have one widget's 100, the other one's 80, and the other one is 60. Good, better, best. And that's one scenario. That's what a salesperson says. A professional salesperson, when the customer says, how much are your widgets? A professional salesperson says, well, sir, frankly, I don't even know if you need one of my widgets or not. I haven't found that out yet. And since I don't know whether you even need what I have to sell, I wouldn't know how to price it. So if you'll give me a few minutes, I'll be able to answer your question. Can we talk about that? That's what professionals do.
I absolutely agree. I'll add one piece. I think it's also smart for a salesperson to ask when somebody requests the pricing, to ask, is price your only consideration? What else will factor into your decision?
Mm-hmm. But it's amazing when you say people, you know, frankly, I'm not sure whether we actually will ever do business or not. I don't know enough about what's going on. I need to talk to you about this, because when you say that to people, Deb, you see them literally drop their shields. They slump a little bit in their chair. They relax a little bit. Because you're not coming at them with...
Well, the number one objection.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, the number one objection that buyers will give any salesperson is it costs too much. So as soon as you give them a price, no matter whether that's true or not true, they say that because that's a smokescreen objection that they know makes salespeople go away. So why would we be giving out prices that maybe aren't even relevant? Why would we have that conversation when it's not the one that is a true conversation? Let's just disarm and show that we're here with good intent first. I completely agree.
Well, and see, this is how, I'm still making, I have relationship. This isn't, one of the things I try to talk about around here, Deb, is the difference between old school and new school and what I call the school. You know, you can do all the fancy new training schedules you want, but the school is the fact, as you know, Deb, people do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Yes.
And if you're a professional
Absolutely.
Salesperson, isn't that where you want to go? And that requires a conversation like you teach people about.
It does. Now, it also requires something else. It requires a true intention to understand and meet the needs, and a true desire to get to know an individual and what's going on with them. you can't cut and paste and do the same thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't those kinds of shortcuts in sales. And if somebody tells you that there are, they're lying. They're trying to sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, selling, true selling, professional selling involves human-to-human relationships. That will never change.
Well, that's exactly right. It doesn't matter how much technology we have, because 100 years from now, our grandchildren will still be the same human beings that you and I are, with the same expectations and requirements that humans have always needed. We will always require trust. And we still haven't figured out how to put trust in artificial intelligence. Deb, what do you think?
I agree. Although it's interesting to me, sometimes at first buyers think that they trust the system more than they might trust the salesperson. So they try to dodge the call from a salesperson. They try to go online and do their full transaction. But you know what happens? Pretty soon they have a question that the sales website page doesn't answer,
mm-hmm.
or they've got a problem with the fulfillment of their order, and now they're starting from a trust deficit by the time they ever get in front of a person.
Right.
So I agree. It's always going to come down to trust one way or another.
Well, you know, the other thing is that I see salespeople doing is when a person actually shows up and raises their hand, they start out as if the person knows nothing instead of finding out what they know. Have you seen that before? That's a big mistake. Because if I've been researching for a month and now I show up to get that question you were mentioning that's not on the website answered, you know, I don't want to have to relive everything I already know. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I agree. I'm so annoyed by it when I'm a buyer, and it's my time is valuable. And when it starts with the same thing that they say to everybody that I already know, well, it's actually a little insulting.
It is insulting and waste time. Quick break. Right back with Deb Calvert. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.